The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Come on, 7:05 today on the 9th of March. Good morning, Monday. Good Monday morning. Good morning, Elton.
Good morning, Carl.
How was your baseball games this weekend?
It went pretty well. We played well yesterday. We split. We split the doubleheader 1-1.
So you just played one doubleheader this weekend.
One doubleheader this weekend.
So you had the whole weekend off.
We had Saturday off, yeah.
Had Saturday off.
Yeah.
Okay, so who'd you play?
We played Antelope Valley.
Antelope
Valley College, yeah.
Okay, and so did you get any hits?
I actually hit a home run yesterday.
You hit a home run?
I hit a home run, believe it or not.
Did you win the game?
Yeah, we won that game, yeah.
Okay, anybody else hit home runs?
Not yesterday.
So you were the only one. You're a star.
It's about the catcher time.
On the team, you're the star. Tell people what to do, and then you hit home runs. Did they carry you around the field on their shoulders?
No, they did not.
They did not. Well, they should have. They should have. Because, one, you work here, and two, you hit a home run. Okay. Good. Good morning, everybody. Linda is, after I had it, and you've had it, and everybody else has had it, Linda catches it this weekend on Sunday. Started coming down with that. That wonderful cold allergy, whatever it is. And she was like, last night, and even worse this morning. So, and I hope you feel better. So, but the weather today is right now, the temperature is around 48. And today, sunny with a high near 81, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly clear tonight, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Tuesday night, though, a 50% chance of showers. We've heard this before, of course. Mainly after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Wednesday, showers likely. All right, and Wednesday night, a 40% chance of showers. And Thursday, Friday, and looks like Saturday, it's going to clear up a little bit. And we won't have any more showers. So maybe we'll actually get some rain on Wednesday. Maybe Tuesday night and Wednesday. Wouldn't that be great? Weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. You know, it's a better known business there. Chuck and Judy have senior and veterans discounts, locally owned and operated, like I said, 365-3793. So a lot of things happening today. Today we're going to have on Vince Stevenson. Now, Vince come on before and talked about business down in here in the city. He's president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, which has been in the news lately. Reading City Councilwoman Kristen Schrader had complaints from a couple people that's in the Downtown Reading Business Association. There were three complaints out of over 300 businesses, but, every one of them is important. So including some of the complaints were from people that used to be on the used to head up the Downtown Reading Business Association. I'm not sure if they headed up or if they were just in on the committee that runs, like a 10-person committee council there to try and figure out what to do to help bring business down to the Downtown Reading Business Association. And she had a lot of statements that she made, including how this dastardly group was not following the Brown Act. And they should have been. Well, nobody knew that they were supposed to be being under the Brown Act, including the staff liaison who was working with them on a monthly basis when they had their meetings. It's quite interesting. Anyway, Vince Stevenson is going to come in and talk about that and talk about what Ms. Schrader said, and maybe have a chance to rebut it, because she went on and she said things that absolutely were not true. Absolutely not true. Not lies, but not true. I don't know where she got her information from. But the point is, nobody could say anything then. And it just kind of like stopped. Now, in all fairness, I'm a member of the DRBA and the DRBA board. And frankly, nobody had ever known about the Brown Act. So it was. I found it interesting as I sat there that night and listened to her. You know, I'm used to it because, you know, being in the radio business and being around doing the stuff we do, you know, you kind of like, okay, yeah, things are being said. But for some people on the board, it was extraordinarily interesting because they were people that are volunteers that are trying to help, trying to do the right thing, and just got hammered there that evening. So today, Vince Stevenson is going to come in and kind of rebut things that Ms. Schrader said. And then we have the Colt 45's general manager, Rick Bassetti, is coming in. I was down at the field the other day, and I just can't even begin to tell you the changes are there and the things that can happen in and down at Tiger Field and South Park. So all that's going to happen today. A lot of things going on. Now, a lot of things we want to talk about today. I want to talk about the Ready Rancheria, the community fund extravaganza that was Saturday. I want to talk about transparency in government, something that we all should worry about, something we should all demand, transparency in government, and the problem that Hillary Clinton has dropped on the table. It's like somebody threw a skunk on the table during Thanksgiving. There are things that, you know, this thing smells, but it can't be ignored. Yet there are people out there that would like to ignore it. Oh, no. She didn't do anything anybody else did. Oh, well, yeah. Yes, she did. And when you get, you know, it's not like the Wall Street Journal broke this story or Fox News broke this story that she was using her own private server, her own private emails. It was the New York Times, the gray lady, the liberal bastion of journalism breaks this. And why? Is it true that she was hacked and that's how they found out about it? That private server was hacked? Anyway, we're going to talk some about that. Not about her specifically, but about just transparency there. And Record Searchlight this weekend had a good article, written by another paper. I think it was out of Maine, because they put different papers, editorials in there. But it fits what's going on around here. Then we want to talk about the Malaysia Flight 370. And, of course, what happened in Selma this weekend, which is huge. You know, some people go, you know, like Elton, when he looks at me, he has a question mark in his eyes, like, what's Selma? So I don't want you researching this. We're going to talk a little bit about this too. But first, let me tell you, when you have a weekend like we had, first of all, I had a workout down at Adamson's Peak Performance. It was Tony's the new guy down there. And he this weekend, as I crawled out of there on Friday, you know, so, and then we had, and then we had, of course, the gun show and the RV and outdoor show. Had to go all of those. And then of course, the Wind River Rancheria, you know, extravaganza. Then I taught a renewal class for shooting yesterday. So what's the one thing that I need above all else? And that's a good night's sleep. And, of course, I get a great night's sleep. As I tell anybody that asks, and even if you don't ask, I'm going to tell you that my sleep number bed and my sleep number setting is 40. I can't even begin to tell you what a great night's sleep I have. And I can tell, you know, like sometimes I forget to change it. I leave it at 100. Now that's, you can sleep on 100. It's firm, but you can sleep well on it. But I'll be going, oh, what's going on? And I reach out and I look down there and I go, oh, I haven't adjusted my bed. I adjust the bed on, and then I adjust Linda's side, who her sleep number setting is 45. And that's it. You know, if mine is too hard, I just drop it down. If I had a big workout of things going on, I go, my sleep number setting goes from 40 to 35, or it goes from 40 to 45, all of that. And sleep number has an adjustment for everybody. And you can also get that Sleep IQ technology where it helps you. It'll give you ideas. Maybe you ought to drop that sleep number setting down a little bit. Only available with Sleep Number beds. And right now, you can save $600 on a Sleep Number i8 bed rated number one by Consumer Reports. Number one. Consumer Reports does not take advertising money. Does not take any of that. It just gives ratings out. Made in America. Guaranteed. You can't do any better. The only thing you can do now, my friends, is this. Go down to the Target Shopping Center there next to the vitamin store and stop by and see Brian or Janice or any of the experts in there. Let them put you on a bed. Find out what your sleep number setting is. I promise you, you will never look back. What a great deal. Well, how much is a good night's sleep worth? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda finally caught everything that I'd had. She's, you know what? Here's the best thing about Linda. She's going to be down for like a day, and then she bounces right back up. What a little hero she is. So good morning, love. Of course, you're right now is just sitting there going gasping right now. Going, good morning, everybody. It is 7:19. The time is 7:19 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. Oh, a lot of things going on. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there, Joe and Shelley, have the finest coffee extravaganza right there with Espresso Joe's. You can get any type of coffee you want, lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, anything, teas, chais, have it all down there at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just stock full of those highly rated cigars rated by the Cigar Aficionado. All that, and veterans get discounts down there. Joe and Shelley are a great part of our community, to play a great deal, a great role in our community in helping people, the veterans and others that need assistance out there. Good people. All right, the time is 7:20 in the morning. Let's talk a little bit about the Redding Rancheria Community Fund extravaganza on Saturday night. Huge success. Well over, I don't know, I think it was well over 500, 600 people there. Every table was filled. You saw it was 80s theme, so everybody was dressed in different costumes. We came, the KCNR table, 10, came as Star Wars. I, of course, played Darth Vader. What else? Okay. Now, a big shout out to Ted Light, who came as Chewbacca and wore this. It was like a rug. I mean, he came there with the whole thing and doing the, you know, that kind of thing. And Jeff Kidd, who came as, what was the Hutt's name? Did you ever watch, what? What's the Hutt's name from Star Wars? What? Oh, Jabba the Hutt. Okay, came as Jabba the Hutt. I got people. You know, Elton's looking at me like with this big. Elton, have you ever heard of Star Wars? Get on the microphone. I'm going to make a fool of you here. All right, have you ever heard of Star Wars?
Yes,
I have. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Did you see the
original one with Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day. Now, back in the day for you is what?
Probably like 10 years ago.
10 years ago. And how old are you right now?
I'm 22.
22. So you saw it when you were 12. Now, you know when this was...
Maybe a little bit earlier.
How old is your dad?
My dad is 59.
59. So he would have seen it.
Yeah.
He would have seen it. Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Yeah, he has all the videos. Yeah.
All right. So it's... What was it? What's the Hutt's name again?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. Okay. Jabba the Hutt. Jeff Kidd came as Jabba the Hutt. You turn on this little battery... inside the thing, and then it blows up, so it expands out, so he looks like Jabba the Hutt. And then, you know, we had Linda came in as Luke Skywalker. We had them all. We had Princess Leia, all of it, and we lost. First time we've lost, and we lost to a workout crew of five girls that were dressed in their workout costumes, and you know, like from Simmons, whatever his name is, you know, that guy that jumps up and down. What's his name?
You mean Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, yeah.
So the dynasty is dead?
The dynasty is not dead. The only thing that did was, okay.
You know what, we
had the best costumes, I think, but maybe we just didn't present them right. This is just my opinion. And then there was like six groups of us up there on the stage, and seven instead of just a regular three. And usually the last couple of years, they let us go by a couple of times, kind of build up the crescendo there, but it didn't happen this way. Anyway, a big shout out for the people that won. They did a great job. And this just means, now you can go one of two ways with this, right? You can just quit. Okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to come in and just, you know, wear a little mask or something. I'm not going to do it. Or you can find out what it's really going to be next year and go for it one more time. Now, which way do you think KCNR is going to go?
I say go for the
goal. We're going for it.
Start game planning.
Yeah, we're already figuring it out. You know, I mean, I've got two women there taking steroids so they can grow beards for next year.
Maybe they wanted to spread the love.
You know what? The thing is, you know, it's an audience thing. You know, so it's fine. It's fine. It's not it. It's the fact is that we lost. You know, you kind of walk in there thinking, hey, we've got a good looking table here, and you kind of think, hey, you know, we're looking pretty good, but we lost, and that's okay. I can take that. It just means is that we just have to work harder next year. And like I said, I've got a couple of girls taking, what do they call it, steroids or something, so their beards are going to grow. Because I'm not sure what it is, but I'm going to come in there with bearded women.
I could have done without that visual the day.
That's right. Well, anyway. That's okay. You're coming next year. I'm going to give you hormones, too. You're not even going to like what you're coming as, Bob. All right. Oh, okay. From Onion Grower. Onion Grower, let me think about that question you had. You PM'd me there. Gun show. Let's talk about the gun show that was this weekend too. Anyway, Redding Rancheria, the community fund ended up giving like $7,000 to two different organizations, two schools. Wow, is that great? They gave out $200,000 this year just to nonprofits and, you know, and groups that are like that. You know, a big shout out, you know, to Wind River. You know, they keep, you know, they get hammered on some things, but you know, damn it. Think about all the good they do. Think about the great things that Wind River and Redding Rancheria do for the people around here. Not even talking about taxes, and yes, they do pay taxes. And just thinking about the amount of money that they donate to to charities and organizations and everything around here. Think about that. And all the people that complained, well, you know what, when they were, you know, they've gone back smoking, I won't go there again. How many of you went there when they were not smoking? How many went down to Elements and had dinner? How many of you went down there to watch some of the shows? How many of you went down there just to support it? You know, this is something everybody goes, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world. How many went down there and supported it? And I'll bet you, of all those people that are complaining about it, that none of those people complaining went down there to support it. I'm talking about the bloggers that are on there. I'm not, because I know people that went down there. They've never been down there before and went down there. And, you know, big shout out to them. All right, let's keep moving. Gun show this weekend at the Holiday Inn. Crowded. I got there about 8 after 9, maybe 9 after 9. It opens up at 9 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. I had to wait in line to get in. And then when I got in, it was really crowded. But from what I understand, they sold everything down there. They were lined up for ammunition. What kind of ammunition? 223 ammunition. Why? Because Obama's trying to outlaw a certain type of 223 ammunition. You know what that means, Ellen? That means he wants to take the ammunition away so young guys like you, when you get ready to buy your guns, can't buy them because there's no ammo. Oh, I know. Paranoid conspiracy here. Anyway, there's other types of 223 you can buy, all right? There is. There's other types of 5.56 that you can buy. 223, 5.56, interchangeable. Sometimes. 5.56 sometimes will not fit into civilian 223s. And these are like the M16 rounds, okay? So, you know, if you're already lost, 223, 5.56, those are like the M16 rounds. Those are the bullets that go, those are the cartridges that go into the M16s. But big people are talking about selling all types of stuff down there. Everybody thought it was a pretty good deal. Then, of course, we had the Shasta County outdoor RV show. Man, I just love that. You know why? Do you eat corn dogs?
Oh, I love corn dogs. Who doesn't?
You know, well, you've got to restrict yourself. So, you know, it's going to do things to your head. Once a year, maybe twice a year, I have a corn dog. Okay, twice a year. Once at the RV show, I find the corn dog guy, and it's great corn dogs. I mean, almost perfect corn dog.
Top of the line.
The second time, rodeo. Rodeo, you got to have a corn dog. If you don't have a corn dog at rodeo time, there's something wrong with you. So I had the corn dog. But then we're looking at these Crown Motors. Crown Motors had Rams and Fords out there. Now, these are just beautiful vehicles. But where have I ever seen, I mean, a truck, $64,000. A truck. A pickup truck.
Dang.
$64,000. Now, this pickup truck has it all. I mean, it has it all. It has GPS, it has backup, it has forward, it has warning lights going on, all the stuff. It's got everything you could possibly imagine on it. $64,000 for a pickup truck. And I sit there and laugh and I go, wow. But then I go around and look at other cars. A Jeep Wrangler. Ah! They weren't down there, but I've seen Jeep Wranglers. I mean, what are they in their 30,000 range? A Jeep Wrangler or more. Anyway. Another great time then. And then, now, I want to skip over some of these others. We'll get to them in a few other things in a few minutes. But 15,000 to 20,000 people in Selma, Alabama, marched 50 years ago. It's the 50th anniversary of the big march, the Civil Rights March. And here it is 50 years later. And it was so crowded that people that got onto the bridge couldn't move. It was just packed. For minutes, they just couldn't move because, you know, it was just so, you know, that many people there. Commemorating what happened in 50 years ago this week. And it's interesting to think about what's happened since then. You have people say, oh, nothing's happened, nothing good has happened. And indeed, you could probably say that when you see certain things. But then you look at the fact that we have a black president. We've had black secretaries of state. We have black governors. We have black mayors. In the South, we have black governors and black mayors. We have representatives. We have senators. We have it all. I mean, and so things have changed, and things have changed. It's taken a long time. Is it perfect yet? No. No way it's perfect yet. It won't be perfect till all races can look at another race and not see color and not see the past and can move forward from this. That's when I think. And then you can say, yeah, we've moved forward. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages with Vince Stevenson of the Downtown Reading Business Association and his rebuttal to what Reading City Councilwoman Kristen Schrader said. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:30, March the 9th. It's 48 degrees out there today and right now, and it's going to be a great day.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family-operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
I remember when I lost my mind. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday. The time is 7:33 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry right down on Hilltop across from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for that special gift for your loved one, don't go any further than Four Winds Jewelry. Go down and talk to Leonard and his associates. There's always something he has on sale. His estate jewelry selection is second to none. And if you really get into it, he'll open up the safe. Oh, yeah. Get into that safe in there, and you're just going to love everything in there. We have bought most of the jewelry that we have bought in the city. Up here in the North State, in fact, has come from Four Winds Jewelry and never looked back. Always had great deals. Leonard knows his stuff. And he has the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area. Yeah, and if you got to get a watch repair, this is the man to do it. And if you just need watch, you just need new batteries on your watch, come on down. And then take a look around the things he has. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Vince Stevenson is here with me today. You know, Vince's been on the show here a couple of times in the last few weeks. I'm not sure if that's because you're always in trouble or if in this case, something happened last Tuesday night. I am a member, just so everybody knows, and that I am a member of the board of the Downtown Reading Business Association. I came on like 4 months ago, something like that. And we have a monthly meeting that's on the first Wednesday of every month. It's published on the website. And it's at the same place. If somebody asked me, a couple years ago, that wasn't on the board of the Downtown Reading Business Association. This was like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. To come down to one of the meetings. And I went down one of the meetings and it wasn't where they said it was going to be. They had moved it for that week. So I didn't go. And frankly, nobody had ever said anything to me about it except that, I had it totally confused with another organization. Viva Downtown. Yep. And Downtown Reading Business Association. When I'd ask most business owners, what's the difference? They had a problem with it too.
Yep.
So Vince Stevenson is the president of the Downtown Reading Business Association. So tell us what exactly the Downtown Reading Business Association is and the difference between you. And,
well, I think most people, you see events because events typically get sponsorship and they get, marketing, and so you hear them on radio stations and you see them in the paper and you see them on agendas or calendars, community calendars. And so you start getting more, a better feeling as to what they are. So Viva Downtown is a organization that's, as they say, a Main Street organization that does a lot of events. They do some capital projects, but for the most part, if you look at their budget and how it's broken down and what activities they participate in on an annual basis, they do events. On the other hand, they need monies from outside and they get donations and so on, but they also get donations from groups like ours. Our group is something that's actually established in 1996. It was actually part of an ordinance that was established by the City of Reading, a collaboration between the City of Reading and the downtown businesses. So this is a business improvement district, a BID, and each year, each business within that mapped area actually donates money, is required to contribute money for the betterment of the downtown area. So we take those monies and we pool them together and we try to do significant projects that affect the downtown. It could be anything from cleaner streets and safety to benches to flags to whatever it is that is striking us that needs to be done at the moment. Currently, we are working on a tree study. They call it the urban forest, but it's just for most of us who grew up here. It's just trees. Do we want more? And do we want are trees that are in the downtown? Are they in good condition? Are they dropping stuff on our floor on our cars? That kind of thing.
Well, yeah, because you know what, I had just had it recently had a tree taken out. A1 Tree Service, thank you. Well, thank you after I paid you. But they did a great job. But it was – I love that – love's too strong a word. I really liked having the tree there.
Yep.
But the tree, I mean, in a short time when it got this fungus into this cellular rot into the roots, man, that went quick. And these are things I guess you're looking at is making sure the trees downtown are healthy so we can – it gives on Pine Street really a nice look when you're driving down the road.
Yeah, a very nice feel. And those of you who were paying attention to the media with this windstorms that have gone on over the last few months, you might have saw that Chico had some real big issues.
They had somebody get killed on one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A branch fell and busted them. I mean, it's not saying that this is going to stop that, but, I mean, if there's issues that need to be identified and we need to get these trees out before, and replace them with new trees or a different type of tree that will do better in that area, then that's what we need to do. On top of that, we're doing a street sweeper project. We're putting in new trash receptacles. I mean, just doing some things that are long-term and real. And so if you're asking what is the DRBA, the DRBA is a board that is made up of those businesses who contribute. So that's a requirement. The people who actually are on that board contribute to this fund and then are responsible for advising the city council on how to use that.
Now, you all work on downtown security too.
Yes. Yeah. We work with for those of you who have seen the RPD, Reading Police Department, cruising around on their bicycles. Those were actually paid for by the Downtown Reading Business Association. On top of that, we're working for cameras and things to to be placed in positions, you know, what we could refer to as hot zones, areas where there's been concern and there's been issues. So, I mean, it's not just we've sent Chris Hunt to a training.
Officer Hunt
to a training for environmental impacts. So anything from trimming your shrubs to lighting to cameras to so on. So it's environmental safety mechanism. So then he can come back and actually help the downtown Reading businesses and actually help people throughout Reading deal with their buildings and their businesses.
So what was the problem with why did Kristen Schrader get? I mean, she was really, really serious about this whole thing.
Yeah.
What was the problem that brought this up?
Well, let me first say, Carl, as far as what was brought up initially, if for those people who haven't had an opportunity yet, go out to the city council site, go out to the minutes out there. They're out there. They're on video. And watch what happened, because I saw a very interesting transition. I saw initially good, solid facts thrown out, and the facts are based on we weren't living up to the Brown Act. And for those who don't know, the Brown Act actually gives guidance and restrictions to how you're supposed to document your meetings, how many people have to be there, how many people are required to, if more than three board members are going to be in a particular area, that's, you know, has to be an agenda and has to be notified and, you know, public notice, that kind of thing. So it really gives some strong guidance. Well, to give you an idea, since 1996, our group hasn't exactly adhered to that. That hasn't been the situation.
Since the beginning, in 96.
Yeah.
Not one time that you can find, you've researched it, have they ever thought that they were even under the Brown Act?
We actually even spoke to somebody who was around when they started it, and he didn't think that they were actually part of it. And so we're looking into it, trying to figure it out. And
did the city council know that you were under the Brown Act?
Well, and that's the thing. If you watch that tape, and I'll continue to push back to that tape, if you watch that tape of the city council, there were actually council members that didn't know we, and there are council members that have been on the board, on the council for a while.
Who voted on the budgets and everything for DRBA. And this is a slap against them. Like Missy was just said it right out in public. She says, I didn't know these guys, I didn't know they came under the Brown Act, and I know Gary Cadd didn't.
No.
And I'm pretty sure Brent didn't, and I think the only one that may have known was Kristen, because somebody told her at a late date.
Yeah, and that's it. Kind of gets back to that. I mean, all of a sudden, why? I mean, and that's the question that we're looking into, and we're trying to figure out. All right, so where do we want to stand on this? Because I mean, I had people going back to the video. There's a number of things that happened, and then you see this natural transition, and then you actually see some council members kind of push back and say, you know what? Wait a minute. I know these businesses. I know these people. I know their heart's in the right place and they're doing the right thing. You know what? Let's take a step back and let's not, you know, go too crazy, and let's talk to them first and get the facts and so on. Which, you know what? That to me was leadership. I mean, that's the stuff that you vote for and you hope for, that people are going to use their heads and do the right thing. And then you saw something come out of one of the council members.
Which council member?
It was Kristen, and she just didn't feel like it looked like she didn't feel like she was getting what she thought she wanted out of this, and so then she started changing her tact. And I'm not gonna soil it for you or poison the well for you. I want you to go look at it. I want you guys to go out and take a look and see if you see this transition, because some of the facts that were brought out in that second part are what we're dealing with now, and I'm not gonna. I'm not going to comment on them yet because we need to figure out what our position is on it and how we're going to deal with it. But it was interesting.
Well, let me throw something out here, is that the bottom line is, and then the vote was to, in 180 days, do away with the DRBA and put a request for proposals out to have other people, and it could be the DRBA.
Yep.
We could, the DRBA could come back in and say, hey, we can run this thing, and ask for a request for proposals for people to take over this. And the point that was made, I alluded to it earlier. I mean, really, I don't care too much what people think about me. As long as it's, you know, I mean, they may not like my, casual, articulation of things, you know, my opinions. And I don't, you know, what really, that's my opinion. Then you've got your opinion. But some things were said that evening, in my opinion, that besmirched, some of the people out there, I guess, if you were on the board. And there's people that work really hard.
Yeah.
On that board, and that have nothing to do with politics or anything like this, have been on the board for a while and have been doing a good job and been really been working at it. And then to be heard that it was alluded that money was being spent improperly.
Yep.
And I'm going to take a break on that one because there's a number of things that should be said about that. When the allegation, and maybe it was kind of a sideways slap at it, that the money wasn't being spent correctly, that we don't know how the money was being spent. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:45 here on the 9th of March. 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. My guest, Vince Stevenson, president of the DRBI.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday, the 9th of March. 48 degrees out there. The time is 7:48 in the morning, to be exact, if you're getting dressed or trying to get dressed. If you just like roll over, go 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call here if you've got questions about the Downtown Raiding Business Association, what was said. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy. Ted Leidy can teach in 7 different counties up here. And yesterday, in fact, I ran a renewal class, which was great. I tell you what, I had just some really, really great people in that class yesterday. Four couples, four married people, and then three others that were there. Mm-hmm. And everybody for renewal, they were all safe. They knew how to shoot. It was a good class. And all of Ted's instructors are NRA instructors trained. And if you are a Shasta resident for a period of time here, you can get a you can receive a firearm get a firearm rental and ammunition if you don't have that firearm yet when you're taking your basic CCW class. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Okay, my guest is Vince Stevenson, president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, which I am on the board there. And probably, you know, I learned a lesson too, is probably I needed to get deeper into this. I had no idea we were on the Brown Act, but then again, the staff,
nobody else did
the
either.
Staff liaison to us. Steve Bade?
Yep, Steve Bade.
Nice guy. And, you know, he works down in the housing part. He had no idea.
Yeah, I talked to Steve. Right. And I said, Steve, are we on the – and yeah. He said, I didn't know.
He didn't know either. So, see, here's – people on the staff didn't know about it. People – Duvernay didn't know there was a contract between the DRBA and the city until you handed it to him.
Right.
And it's like – but, you know, it's from 96. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, how many times does this come up? Now, the big thing that came up was there's two things. But one of them was that the money – it was kind of – it wasn't – I don't know, was it a ledger? Just kind of when you read the minutes or listen to it, you know, that the money being spent correctly.
Right.
And what Steve Bade said, who is the liaison, said, he said, I should have, you know, right there said, oh, no, everything is being spent exactly the way it's supposed to be, you know, according to all the rules there.
Right. Yeah, let's make this very clear for everyone. This is not an issue about the monies. As far as are they accountable, because every cent is accounted for, every dollar. And the thing that really gives me issue in this whole thing is the fact that, I mean, here is eight people, most of which I have asked, eight board members. I've asked them to be on this board. I've asked them to make the effort. I've asked them to do the things that are necessary for the downtown. And somebody comes out and attacks them. I've got a real issue with that. You know what? You don't attack my board. You don't attack my people, people that I've in the community that I've asked to do this. I know these people. The reason I asked them to be a part was because they brought serious tools and serious motivations that we can use in the downtown. And to break this off at this point, to take away the momentum, is just amazing. I'm going to skip over to the campaign stuff, because this really bothers me on this one, Carl. I looked at – when I got ready for the Monday meeting with Kristen and the city
so
members.
So you met – another member of the DRBA met with Kristen and city officials.
Yep.
On
prior to the Tuesday meeting.
That
and
was on a Monday.
So
yeah,
I
– the day before.
On the day before. So I did my homework and I looked at who is Kristen, because I didn't really know her. And I looked at you know, her campaign stuff that was just recently out there, and her Facebook page, and, you know, the city council, what's out there on the website. And you guys can see everything that I'm going to talk about that's out there. So if you look at let's say you look at her Facebook page. She's got a spot out there that says, I look forward to working collaboratively. I look forward to bringing cohesion to not only the board but the city, you know, so we can work together on these kind of things. So, Carl, you've been a Marine for many, many years. I was a Marine. We've been around some of the greatest leaders in the entire world. So we recognize good leadership. We recognize the skills that are required, the patience that sometimes required to develop teams, and so on. Here's a situation where I'm going to explain this very quickly, gang. So if you got any questions, please let me know. But in the rules, it says you can either give a 30-day notice if you feel like the board has been in breach of contract. This is the agreement between the DRBA and the city. So if you think that the board has been in breach, you can give a 30-day notice, and that's it. And once you've proved that there's an issue, we have a chance to the board has a chance to correct it and show good faith that we've corrected it and we're going to move forward and keep it that way. Or you can give a 180-day notice, and you don't have to give reason. You don't have to give good cause as to why you're breaking this agreement. It's just broken, and that's it. And now we all have to go back to the board, which is what they're asking for now. But if you're going to give a 180-day notice, you do not have to give cause. So you could actually just say, we're going to give 180-day. We want everybody to come to the table with whoever the best, you know, possible group for guiding this money. In this case, not only did they do the 180 days, but then they tore down the group as well. So I ask the city.
Not everybody.
Well, I ask the city. I ask all of you listeners out there, is that good leadership? If you look at some of the stuff that Ms. Schrader threw out there as far as the things that you should vote, reasons you should vote for her, you'll see collaboration, cohesion, bringing the city leaders and the city groups together and working together on this. So going back to that meeting that we had, I actually did my homework and I looked at all the things she's done. Now, she's basically worked for the school or school districts or school superintendents or whatever her entire life. She's been on a lot of boards. And so I actually got a little bit excited. I thought, you know what? Hey, we're going to get some guidance. I read the cohesiveness comments and so on. And I thought, you know what? She's going to help us out. She's going to bring us together and, you know, maybe give us some guidance on how we can do things better and so on. And so went in there with an open mind. There was some people there that I thought, you know, maybe they shouldn't be here to protect them. But the simple fact was I looked at what she could bring to the table. And here's a situation where instead of actually looking to build the community and to draw groups together and work more cohesively and so on and become part of the solution, instead we've got the same thing that we've got going on nationally. How can we push wedges between groups? How can we push wedges between people? This is the type of leadership that we're looking for. You know, once we had that vote for city council, people started thinking, wow, we're going in the right direction. We got a new council. You know, all those problems that we had before, all this dysfunction that we had before, it's starting to feel like we're getting a different form of dysfunction, something a little bit different that we're going to have to play with. So, you know what? As we look forward, the one thing I will ask is everybody take a step back. Let's see how this goes. Let's see kind of what was intended and see where it's going to fly. And maybe we can get something good out of this.
Well, now there was things that she said that, you know, and that had not been done, like
bylaws.
Bylaws had not been done and been signed. She had all these 200 questions. How many questions did she ask you?
She had a page full of questions.
And she gave it to you a week beforehand.
Gave it a week beforehand. And so we came in with, and that's one of the things I want you to look at. She makes the statement on the video that I gave them plenty of time to do this and they didn't answer any of my questions. We answered every question. She makes statement that here's a situation where I was asking for what are the terms of the officers and so on. We gave her a spreadsheet with 8 years total on it. So did we answer that question? Without a doubt. She made the statement that we gave her one printed sheet after all that one. We gave her 34 sheets. In fact, Steve Bade had to go make copies. There were so many. So, I mean, this is a situation where we look at it and we think, all right, so why? Why now? I get the idea that you want to give us, you know, some guidance to get going, but why try to break down the group in order to do it? So then you got to look at, well, you know what? This is a small town. So who are your neighbors? Who are the people that you've grown up with and so on? I mean, there's too many questions. So you know what? Like the city, we're going to get help. We're going to get some people involved that will help us.
There is room, but there is room for improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Recording, getting somebody on the website and this. These are things that need to be done.
Yeah, we were the ones that implemented that website.
And so that needs to be done. So it wasn't like There wasn't things that she pointed out that weren't.
Oh, they had to be done. The things she pointed out, Carl, were good things. Right. There were things that we really need to make the adjustments on.
But when she made the change to get rid of the Downtown Reading Business Association. Yeah. Now, this can have a huge ramification because there's a lot of things that can come out of this.
Even to the point
of the DRBA, just everything just goes away.
Yeah. And that's not for the betterment. I mean,
I'm hoping
we can figure this out. So.
Okay. I just wanted to get the other side here. By the way, Gary Cadd wasn't clear about it when I talked to him. I said, Gary, did you? He said that it was 180 days to get, we'll come back and revisit it, you know, and see all this, like Brent Weaver said.
Right.
Brent said, let's wait a few weeks here and let's see what happens here before I make any decision, which kind of got things rolling there when he said that. And then Gary said, well, that's what I thought was going to happen. So we're going to see what happens here in the next time, because there's going to be a meeting when?
Looks like about a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, week from tomorrow, March 17th.
But there's going to be a meeting for the DRBA board here in just a minute. Or just, excuse me,
Wednesday.
Friday.
Or Friday, that's Friday. Friday at noon. Yep. And you're inviting the city council there?
Oh, yep, they're obviously always welcome.
Always welcome.
Except for the closed session.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:59 here, and we're going to have Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s. Let's find out what's going on with Tiger Field and South Park. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iraqi soldiers communicating as the forces gathered outside the city of Fallujah today. They're on an offensive to try to wrest the city away from ISIS control. Senate Republicans warning that any deal the White House strikes with Iran over its nuclear program would be a short one without congressional approval.
In an open letter to Iranian leaders, 47 GOP senators warn that without congressional approval, any deal worked out by the White House would only be an agreement between President Obama and Iran's supreme leader. Republicans and some Democrats want Congress to vote on any agreement. The group warns that without that congressional stamp of approval, the next president could revoke any agreement with the stroke of a pen.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explained on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday that there is good reason he's been warning about Iran's nuclear program for 25 years.
Iran has been trying to get to the bomb, and if we hadn't acted, I and President Obama and Congress and others, if we hadn't acted in these intervening years, Iran would have had the nuclear weapon a long time ago.
President Obama says that if no good deal can be reached on Iran's nuclear program, the U.S. will walk away from the talks. The average price of a regular gallon of gasoline up 21 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.54 on average. Analyst Toby Lundberg says some of the most expensive gas now is found in California.
Los Angeles is the high in our current survey, $3.48 per gallon. In the state of California, the price jumped nearly 57 cents because Southern California is the first place to get hit with higher-cost summer blend gasoline.
That's industry analyst Toby Lundberg. A mixed bag right now on Wall Street. The Dow continues to thrive. And early trading right now, it's up by 91 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ has gone into negative territory at this hour, down just about 2 points. This is SRN News.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
McDonald's says global sales declined in February, including a 4% drop in the U.S. The company blamed on what it called aggressive competitive activity.
The world's largest hamburger chain says global sales declined 1.7%. In the division, which includes Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, sales were off 4.4%. The figure inched up by 0.7% in Europe. McDonald's is attempting to reinvigorate its image amid changing tastes and intensifying competition. The company has promised changes are in store to turn around its business.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A woman who lost her legs in the Boston Marathon bombing has taken the witness stand on day three of testimony in Jokhar Tsarnaev's federal death penalty trial. Jessica Kinski entered the courtroom in a wheelchair. She told jurors that her left leg was amputated right after the bombing. Her right leg was amputated in January. It is the first of 2 days of testimony from such victims. This is SRN News. A new report shows an increase in deaths from jetliner accidents.
Despite the number of fatal accidents falling to 12 last year from 16 in the year before, the International Air Transport Association said the number of fatalities spiked The report noted 641 people died in airline crashes in 2014, up from 210 in 2013, and higher than the five-year average of 517. The statistics don't take into account the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine that killed 298 people because the plane was shot down by anti-aircraft weapons and therefore not classified as an accident. Rhonda Rockstra, SRN News.
There could be more consequences after a video showed members of a University of Oklahoma fraternity taking part in a racist chant. The school's president joined the students at a pre-dawn rally on campus today, and he said the people who were seen in the video are, quote, disgraceful. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning right here on March the 9th. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live right here on KCNR1460.com. You know what? We've got our intern has left the building. Ellen has left, so we got Bad Bob. Bad Bob, good morning, buddy.
Greetings.
You were there at the outdoor show, the RV and outdoor show.
Yes.
And you were there with the Coast Guard auxiliary.
Yes.
And you were in uniform.
Yes.
Yes. So one of the things you told me was there was a lot of people coming by and a lot of information y'all are pushing out there.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things going on. For one thing, California is phasing in a boating operator card that is going to be incrementally brought in. The first year, it's going to be under age 18 and under is going to require, in order to operate a vessel on the water, have to take a basic boating safety course and get this card. And then over the next 5 years, it will be phased in. And the whole
must
idea
cost
is
money, right?
About 25 to 45 bucks.
Oh,
for the class, not the card itself. Card. Yeah, okay. This isn't money going to the state. The money covers the cost of the materials used to present the class. So, and it's being done
where
pretty
do you
much
get the
at
materials
cost.
From?
You can contact the U.S. Power Squadron, or you can contact the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and there are other agencies that are going to be offering this course. It doesn't matter where you. So
this
is
not state money.
This is not state money.
Is the state dipping its beak anywhere in here?
No.
How about the feds?
No.
Mm.
Nope.
Okay.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary is a civilian volunteer group.
Hey, we're getting close to Memorial Day when Butcher Island, what's that, Bloody Island? What's the thing called?
Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse Island. Okay. That's going to be filled up. We had Kevin Kelly here the other day, and he says, you know, they don't rent houseboats to anybody under the age of 25.
Yeah, well, 5 tons, no breaks.
Yeah. Yeah, and the only break is in your head, and if you've had 12 beers, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy. Hey, weather today, it looks like it's going to be sunny with a high near 81. We set a record Friday. A record Friday for temperatures here in Redding. Can you believe that? And tonight, mostly clear. Tuesday, mostly sunny. But hold on. A 50% chance of showers, mainly after 11 p.m. on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Light and variable wind becoming southwest. Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers on Wednesday night. But then we go back on Thursday. Friday is sunny again. And it may be, you know, I mean, this is just remarkable, this weather we're having here. Weather's brought to you, and all our weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated. Senior and veterans discounts. Give Chuck or Judy a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. And let me tell you, we use Alliance Heating and Air. Couldn't be happier with them. Any type of heating or cooling systems, warranties, guarantees are all available from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And you know what? When it's 81 degrees, you just know that next week it's got to be 105. It just happens. All right. Hey, you know what? I've got somebody sitting here in front of me that for the first time since
Oh, well, you know what? It's since the first time since we've opened the station, I'm not going to talk to him about political things. But before we start, I am going to talk to Terry. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting, buddy.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Great. You have a big weekend?
Had a great weekend. Yeah, we had it was good at the gun show, and we also had a good weekend at a town hall we did for the state of Jefferson down in Arbuckle in Colusa County.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, yeah, it's been great. Boy, that city council is the gift that keeps on giving, huh?
Well, we just won't.
Man, poor Vince.
Yeah, well, Vince.
What
next? Vince's not one to back off. And so it'll be interesting. He'd like,
it will be.
He would love, as he pointed out, he didn't say it, but he said he'd love to debate the issue with Councilwoman Schrader right here on the radio. So we'll offer that up. I don't know if that'll happen. But, okay, what you got going today?
Okay, tonight we have at the Tea Party, we're going to have Paul Preston in. He's going to be talking about some things on immigration that, well, let's put it this way. We've even sent the information and been checking with LaMalfa's office, the congressman's office, on some of the stuff that Obama's doing. It's amazing. Some of the things that he's doing with the immigration thing. I mean, maybe even to a refugee status. But that's a very, very important thing. I think a lot of people need to attend tonight. Everybody does, because this affects every citizen in the United States on what's going on with this. It'll be at 2570 Bonnie View Road, and that will be at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay. 6 o'clock tonight, Paul Preston, talking about immigration, or illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, as I was saying, for the first time in 6 years, I have a man sitting in front of me that we have gone to the mat before on this show. And but you know what? We're talking about something we both love now. We're talking baseball, and I'm here with Rick Pacetti, who is the general manager of the Colt 45s. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Carl. It's fun to be sitting here talking about something that
– you hear the word city council. Yeah. You see this in your face. You just kind of went – that's gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
How many years did that add to your life when you got out of politics?
You know, I tell you what, my heart medication went down a little bit, and so I got a checkup coming up here in about another month and a half, and we'll see if I drop it. Oh, it's a whole different world now, and the response so far this year on our business community and how they're responding to the next year of the Colt 45s, it's just been phenomenal.
I tell you what. I had the opportunity, my friends, to go down and look at Tiger Field, and Rick gave me a tour of what's going on there. Of course, we're gonna be broadcasting Colt 45 games.
45 nights with the
45. 45 nights with a Colt. In fact, we're gonna do more than that. That's what it's gonna be. You're gonna hear at least 45 nights.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that we're gonna find ways of getting all, 49 games, right?
49 games.
We're gonna get all 49 games on here because, you know what? Baseball in America, apple pie, flag, all of this. And the things that the Colt 45s, under your tutelage, under your guidance, is doing for our community.
Well, you know, baseball, and if you saw our video that we produced last year, it was on our webpage for most of the year, and we've just kind of taken it and moved it to a back page now. But it transcends races. It transcends economic status. It transcends almost everything in regards to people, and it brings everyone together. When you're sitting in the stands and your team is rallying and your guy comes up and your guy hits a ball off the wall and drives in 3 runs and everybody's jumping up and cheering and they're high-fiving each other, and you've got the guy who is a banker during the day and he's high-fiving the tattooed guy with the ponytail next to him who might never, ever cross paths with, you know, and everyone's happy and doing it. And that's what the game of baseball does. And you have the kids running around and you have the parents chatting and talking it up with people that they haven't seen in a while. And that's what the whole world, it's a pastoral game. Mm-hmm. You hear that term a lot, you know. I remember when my oldest daughter, who we never really, you know, she was very ephemeral, very intelligent, and very intelligent. A lot of people think I'm not. But, you know, you would think we didn't have any in common. I can remember at about the age of 27, she discovered baseball through some friends up in Portland, Oregon. She went to a Portland Beavers game, and they were explaining it to her, and she called me. She's all excited. Dad, guess what I did? And I said, what's that? And she said, I went to a baseball game. And you know, it's a thinking person's game. So, you know.
Not when I played it.
There's no clock.
There is no clock.
There's no clock, and I hope that they don't bring any of these speed clock things into the game
Wouldn't
of baseball.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
I mean, if you added 15 minutes to shorten it by a game, what's that mean to the person who pays to come and sit in the game and watch the game?
Yeah.
Part of the whole ambiance is the downtime.
Well,
so,
that's it. And that's when so much can be done right there, and that's when the sharing happens. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is the Colt 45's general manager, Rick Bassetti. And the things he's done, I want to talk a little bit about baseball and my family here when I get back. And now where I have – this link has kind of all of a sudden regrown. I mean, it's been reestablished since we moved here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 on March the 9th. 54 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Come learn how you could be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. Come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 18th at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall. The grand jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability in our local governments, agencies, and officials. If you can serve 15 to 20 hours a week for a year, are a good listener, able to ask thoughtful questions, and can work as a team with other interesting people, then come learn more at this informational meeting. You'll be able to ask questions of former grand jurors, a Superior Court judge, and county officials.
I feel I helped do important work representing the public in looking at local governments and agencies.
I met our community leaders and learned so much.
For me, it's important to watch how taxpayers' money is spent.
Come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 18th at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? See you at the meeting.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Spans the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Linda is under the weather today. Everything, you know, she fought it off for weeks, and then she got it yesterday afternoon. So today, I just don't even move. Just get in there, lay down there, and get feeling better so I can work you off later on this today. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends of Owens Pharmacy. You know, locally owned, locally operated, they've started something called MedSync. It's a medication synchronization program. So all of your prescriptions come due on one day. And so you only have to make one phone call. pick them up one time, and if you can't make it there, what happens? Owens delivers them to your home for free. Yes.
Wow.
I know. It's better, you know, it's a lot easier to use. Now, not only that, but Owens Pharmacy being locally owned, you've got the same pharmacist there. You don't have these guys at these big box stores, nothing about them, but they're moving these people through. Like, you could have a different pharmacist every other month, Adam. So you've got this guy that knows your back, this woman. They know what kind of meds you're supposed to be taking. You get one that's a little bit strange, they're going to check with the doctor, they're going to check with you and make sure that all this is, you know, copacetic up and that they're taking care of you. All of this, Owens. Owens Pharmacy, six places in town, plus they're opening one in Bella Vista, I believe. There's a Palisadro. And open 9 to 5, most of them, 6 days a week. All right, our guest is Colt 45's general manager, Rick Bassetti. I've got questions here that will come on for later on, but I want to talk a little bit about how my link to baseball, my father was a pitcher. You know, in the county leagues in Moberly, Missouri, he pitched in high school, and then he pitched after that for a little bit. And he loved baseball. And he got me into baseball early. And I'll just, you know, as time went on, I just kind of like, you know, enjoyed baseball. He took me to see the St. Louis Cardinals play. I remember walking into the stadium that day, that emerald green diamond out there. And I'm looking at it going, well, this is really beautiful. And Stan Musial, it's one of his last games that Musial played. And how great that was. But my link has kind of, you know, we just didn't, you know, get into it. And then 3 years ago, Linda, we watched the last six games the Giants played in, 12.
Mm-hmm.
They made that run and won the World Series. And we've been interested since then. But now, I don't know, the link has been reestablished strongly. Enough that I'm buying season tickets. Enough that, you know, besides the fact that we're broadcasting the games, but I'm excited about Colt 45's baseball. I'm excited about baseball and the things that are going on and the things that you've done, Rick, to help our community with this thing.
Well, the things that I have done have only been done because of our community itself. I've been around the game a long time, and there's been a lot of visions for Tiger Field. And so more than anything, all I've been out there doing is just stirring the pot. And all the different various people and businesses have all been stepping up. We've got a lot of generous people.
Can I throw out Boyce Muse's
name?
Oh,
yeah. Boyce has stepped up tremendously here. You know, this year we just got two really big commitments, one from Bank of Commerce and one from Shasta Regional Medical Center here.
Great.
That are going to really contribute to the fan enhancement down at Tiger Field. And so, you know,
that tour you gave me, I wish you could give it to everybody. That tour that we had of Tiger Field, because I tell you what, my friends, you don't want to miss opening day. You don't want to miss any day that they're playing.
These are kids that are coming from all over the country. A lot of people, you're going to get to see the highest level college athletes from all over the United States coming here. They're here for 10 to 11 weeks. And they stay with families. We have families that volunteer on March 19th at C.R. Gibbs upstairs in their meeting room. We're having an orientation for families that are interested, as well as families who are already committed. And we have some families who have already hosted in the past who are going to come and give some of their experiences so people know what it's like. But you're having a freshman, sophomore, junior in college come and live in your home. And they become a member of the family. We have kids that come back and visit at Christmas time. And
I've known a couple of families that have had the kids. They said they're just great kids. They're out there. They help around the house.
Yeah,
that's part of the deal. That's part of the deal. They're out there doing some lawns and things.
Help out around that place.
Let me tell you what quality kids you have here. Okay, now you probably knew this, but people didn't. My grandson came to visit us, and Rick let him sit in the dugout. And you put him in such a place that there was no way a foul ball was going to hit him, which I and his grandmother really appreciated. But when Mike came out, and he's all of 7 years old, and he comes out and he says, I heard some bad words. And I said, from in the dugout, oh, no, they were really nice to me. See, he said he'd heard them behind the dugout, somebody else. And I was watching those young men, right, giving him high fives, and they came in and out. He felt so good. But I mean, this is baseball, but he, you know, no bad words. No right. bad words out of the dugout. Come
we
on.
We try to explain to the kids when they get here. We have a you know, a first day meeting, orientation meeting, and this is something that was explained to me when I started playing in the minor leagues, is, and I kind of picked up on it intuitively, too, is that when people come to watch the game, almost 90% of the people in our country here have played some form of baseball, softball or baseball, either a sand lot, in their yard, at school, in Little League, girls' leagues. You know, they've all played the game. So they
Everybody understands, they've all
been out there. They understand something. And what I tell my kids is play hard, because everyone out there that's watching you, they want to see a little bit of them in you. So when you do something right, you know, celebrate a little bit, but in the positive manner. We don't ever show up the opponents. We don't ever show up our teammates. Those are my two biggest rules. If those things happen, boom, you're off the field. You know,
there's no reason.
There's no reason to do that.
Yeah. Do it the right way.
And so, you know, when the people come, I mean, it's they. And after the games, my players mingle with the, you know, they've got their jobs. They have to get out there and get their jobs done. They take care of the field and they pick up the garbage. They do all that stuff, but they mingle with the kids. The kids hang around. The kids are always getting in line for the broken bats and things like
that. They're heroes. They're heroes to these kids.
Yeah, and they are. And a lot of time, most of the time, again, these are 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids who've never really had that experience yet. And it's because this is different than college. In college, you're still isolated. You're not – you don't usually have crowds. Uh-huh. And so last year, you know, we averaged 400 paid attendance a night. Our goal this year is 500 to 600. And, Carl, but with the help like you're doing with your KCNR Veterans Night, we also have 22 other nonprofit nights. And the commitments for tickets from those 22 right now sits at just over 11,000 tickets. And so couple that with our season tickets that we've got. Our season tickets have gone through the roof here. We now have season tickets purchased of the number of 8,000 before the gates even open this year.
Now, and the season tickets are 325.
Those are reserve seats.
Oh, reserve seats.
Those are reserve seats where we put Carl Bott's name on it, or KCNR radio station, or, you know, we got Muse Concrete, JF Shea. You go down there and just look at all the businesses.
It is the businesses in town here that you take. Missy MacArthur
and
Francie Sullivan have their seats. They bought reserve seats down there.
Exactly.
Because they're supporting the team.
They're supporting the community.
The community.
And you know, we also had two anonymous donors who purchased, between the two of them, 40 season passes. And those get distributed to, this year we're going to be 10 of them. I've committed out to the veterans' home so that the veterans can come out. They can bring them out and they get a free pass into the game every night. I also take it to several of our elderly residents' homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they bring down the four or five of their residents there. They watch the game. For a lot of those people, I mean, my parents' age, 85, 86, late 70s, this is what their entertainment was when they were young people. They went to the city games like your dad played in.
Yeah.
My dad played at Tiger Field for the U.S. Plywood baseball team. He played against the Calaveras Cementers. He played against the Siskiyou Suns and the Dunsmuir, whatever they were called. You know, I mean, and I remember going and sitting at Tiger Field when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old and watching the games there. And so, you know, that feels 93 years old right there.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're just going to keep on moving it forward and making it.
Well, that's what I want to talk about when we get back from the break here, Rick, is the things you've done down there that have just made the field better.
Yeah, and more comfortable for the people. When you come, you're going to have a much more pleasant experience.
That's right. And what Rick was talking about on the 4th of July, KCNR, that's our night, and it's going to be a salute to the veterans. And we're getting tickets to different veterans organizations that they can sell these tickets, and they get half of whatever they sell, half of the proceeds. And that night I've already gotten that Semper Fi is going to do an honor guard. That so we can present the flag with the national anthem.
And don't forget, it couples up with KIXE's tradition they've started 3 years ago. This will be the third year where they have all of their membership come that night. And then after the game, we're going to start the game at 6:15. And after the game, everyone's invited out onto the field. We all sit in the left field, center field, and we watch the fireworks from Reading out there.
There you go.
And we pipe the music through the new sound system that we have. And well, so
I want to talk about all these neat things, but the big thing, and okay, everybody, put it on your calendar there. 4th of July, baseball, an apple pie eating contest, and we're going to have a salute to the veterans. Veterans organizations will be there. We're going to have KIXE with their tradition of the fireworks and all of that. We're going to have a full night that night, and I can't think of a better place to spend the 4th of July than at a baseball park with fireworks. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. March the 9th, the time is 8:33 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Weather reports. Weather's brought to you by, of course, God, or whatever deity that you're into, but I'm into God. 605-4567, you've got questions here today. We're talking with Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time with great haircuts at great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold. I can't say that enough. Man's Last Stronghold. Go down there. Have a great time by getting your haircut. I mean, you know what? Why not have a Cheers experience by getting your haircut? Right down at Cypress Square Barbershop, across from Subway there, off of Athens Avenue. Rick Bassetti, general manager?
Yes, sir.
Colt 45s. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, Rick, paint us a picture, as Linda likes to say.
Okay.
Paint us a picture of the things you've done with you and your board.
And
the community has. Because, yeah. And you do this all the time, where I'll say you,
yeah.
But it's, and you always, and your next words out of your mouth are, no, I've got a board
right.
of directors, and I have a community that wants to make this happen, and you're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Last year, Carl, on May 3rd, 25 different companies all pitched in together. We have that big 8-foot by 4-foot board down there that gives credit to all of them,
yep.
right? 25 different companies pitched in, and in 24 days took out a 60-year-old backstop, installed over 155 yards of concrete, 400 new stadium seats, and cleaned up the field, took out about 60 feet of a slump stone block wall, and picked everything up, and it was all clean on opening night, and laid 10,000 square feet of new sod on the apron of the baseball park. And all that happened within 24 days. And I mean, there were so many 16-hour days down there. And I think at one point a plea went out on Facebook for some volunteers. And within 3 hours, we had 30 people down there all volunteering, helping us bolt down chairs and picking up block and cleaning up all the construction mess.
Sure.
And it all came together. On opening night, we were ready to go. And thank God we're not having to do that this year, you know, because it was pretty stressful trying to get everything all ready to go. This year is going to be a little bit easier for us, though. We've already have our new speaker stadium sound system has been installed up on the speakers. What it means is we have a lot more horsepower, so we don't have to be as loud, and it's going to be more above, behind our fans, projecting down to them. And that's going to be a better sound, I think, for them. It'll be a lot clearer, a lot easier for everyone to listen and understand, more pleasant. We're raising the bleachers. I've got the plans already. I'm taking them into the city here. We're going to raise the bleachers up because we lost about 300 real seats last year in our bleachers. Because in that rush to get the 400 mm-hmm. new stadium seats in, we built them up, and we didn't have the time to do anything with our bleachers.
So the people in the front rows of the bleachers could not really see.
They really couldn't see because they were blocked by the
right.
by the stadium seats. So those are being raised up to where the lowest seat in the bleachers, you will be sitting about half a person above the last person in the stadium seats.
So there's no bad seats.
No bad seats. Right. No bad seats at all. We have some other improvements coming, too. We're going to be having some improvements in our food that's coming this year.
Now, I don't know how you can improve on that big hot dog, all-beef hot dog, and a drink for $5.
Yeah. Well, the prices are staying the same.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is, you know, there was a group of young men that came through last year that were touring the West Coast. Somebody gave them a grant. They're from Emory University, Atlanta. I mean, this would be a nice summer job if you're 22 years old.
That's a big medical university there.
It is.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they were cruising all the way up down the West Coast, sampling all of the summer collegiate baseball programs. We got an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay, now wait a minute. Was this a grant?
It was a grant.
Oh,
and I don't know how.
Tell me it's not a federal grant.
No. This is private money.
Okay.
It was a private
If it was a federal grant, I'd think, well, you know what? Maybe, you know, this is a lot better than studying a brothel in Panama.
No.
Okay.
No. And so anyway, the one knock that these people graded us on is we did not have a signature food there, you know. And so this year on Friday nights and Saturday nights, we're going to be having what's called the Colt 45 special. And it'll probably be something on the line of a prime rib sandwich or a tri-tip sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie over at R&R Meats, we've met and talked, and they've agreed to be our exclusive meat provider to the Colt 45s.
They're a big community group.
They are. They're hugely involved in our community.
Right.
Mike Huber up at Granite Creations is building us one of those.
Granite and more. And now let me tell you, that thing he's building you for your grill. Yeah. I have one.
Oh, okay.
I have one in my backyard. And after I talked about it, my friend Boyce went out and bought one too.
And he introduced me to it.
And I tell you what, this thing will go at 400 degrees. It holds the heat. And you can cook anything in there. I smoked a turkey in like an hour.
Right.
And it was perfect.
Well,
so
we're going to be start off doing 20-pound boneless prime rib.
Ooh.
And we're going
to – I hear Bad Bob goes,
mm. We'll probably get 50 to 60 sandwiches out of that,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be gone. And we'll still have our hamburgers and hot dogs and everything else there. And so we'll see what kind of demand comes out of that.
Well, you know what? That's a good idea. You know, a signature sandwich.
Coleslaw, cold drinks. This year, one of our board of directors, you know, is Marcus Parton. He's the developer out on the Shasta Wine Village.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Marcus, great guy.
Up at Mountain Gate, right?
Yeah.
Well, we now are going to have, I think, 12 wine tasting nights this year, up from 9 last year.
Okay. Well, and Marcus is a guy that can do it.
And he's a guy that's going to do that, too. So if you want a Chenin Blanc, or if you want a Pinot Gris, or if you want a nice cab to sit with your prime rib sandwich at a baseball game, you know where to come, Tiger Field, Friday, Saturday night.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Are we going to be able to put, like, cup holders?
Oh, yes.
The cup holders there on the reserve seats?
I mentioned earlier in a big way I had a couple of big sponsors come in. And Shasta Regional Medical Center come in, and they're sponsoring 400 brand-new cup holders for everyone. Everyone who's in a reserve seat will have their own beverage holder now. And so every time someone reaches, thank you very much to Shasta Regional Medical Center for
Thank you very much. They're one of our sponsors here. They are great people out there, Karen Hoyt and the whole group.
Yep.
Big shout out to them, because you need a beverage holder if you're going to be eating the tri-tip.
Oh, absolutely. Or even a big hot dog. You know, they're also going to do, they purchased 10 of our reserve seats down there. They are going to have a Shasta Regional Medical Center night down there where they're going to have buy tickets for all their employees to come to the game.
Great.
So,
great.
You know, Shasta.
The tickets are?
$5.
$5 for a night.
For an adult.
For an adult.
If you're a veteran, it's $3.
Okay.
And if you're a student, it's $3.
Okay.
And 12 and under is $2.
Jeez.
And so, you know, I mean.
45 nights.
A family can come there for a very inexpensive night.
Okay. Now, I've got some questions coming
in
here.
Okay.
Red, I'm curious, how long does it take? Oh, I'm sorry. How does it look for the 45s becoming part of a league again?
You know, in the summer collegiate world of leagues, we're geographically somewhat remote from all the real leagues that are concentrated into large population areas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento.
Right.
The majority of those leagues do not play night games.
Okay.
They do not. They're not centrally focused on attendance.
Right.
They're just development leagues.
Okay.
So right now our model is community team. We play all night games. We play 40 games at home and 9 on the road. And we raise money for our community.
40 games at night.
40 games at
Season
home.
Ticket.
Season ticket. So right now I don't see it, because if I take a team of 30 guys out on the road, I'm spending a lot of money for transportation, hotels, and meals.
Yeah. No,
and I don't
have
to do that when I'm here.
That's right. And you've got a great stadium. Okay, so now we've talked. Okay, that was a great question, Red. Good.
It was.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the things. You've got a little other additions you've made. Things like the pitching cage, which most people won't even notice, but it's a huge thing for the team.
Right. Well, this year we purchased a batting cage.
Batting cage, that's what I meant.
And it's a major league, and it's called the Big Bubba batting cage. It costs $4,500, and we split it with Simpson University. We have a great, great rapport now. Greg Cattery is running the Simpson baseball program. And
you all worked together before.
And we worked together before, and now
both
we're working.
Both of you in the professional leagues?
Yeah. Greg had a significantly good, successful major league career, and he settled in our community as well. And so the equipment we have, we let them use. The equipment they have, they're letting us use. We take care of it as if it's our own. And it's the relationship's really working well.
In fact, they had the big games here yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They split two really well-played games. And
our intern.
You know, your intern hit a two-run homer.
Elton.
Elton.
There you go.
My last recruit to
Simpson. I tell you what a fine young man.
He's a great young guy.
He's just kind of representative of the guys that we see coming out of Simpson and a few of these places.
Well, and the kids that come to play here.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When you're talking about someone who's focused on an education and focused on playing ball, it's not easy to be an athlete at the major college level. It isn't.
It isn't. You know what? And the thing is to get an education. There's the big words you just said, Rick.
Yeah.
There are people, I'm sure, that are focused on playing the sport.
Right.
They're not really focused on an education. They've got to stay to a certain level so they can play.
But when I left there at Simpson, I know that our graduation rate was over 90%.
Well, see, that's what I mean. If you can get you've got your players that are there to get an education, and in baseball or football or whatever is part of their lifestyle.
Right.
But their big thing, though, is that they're going to get a degree.
Well, Carl, one of the things that I'll say that you'll relate to is, as long as you were a member of the military, you create a team. And these guys become team members, and they know how to play on a team. And when you're an employer and you're going out and hiring people, and they know how to play on a team, and they understand chain of command, and they understand what their roles are, those are the best people to have when you go in looking for someone to employ.
There you go. You know, people that know how the team works. And this is why when veterans are coming home, I mean, I don't understand why we have an unemployment rate as high as it is for veterans. And that's, I'm not getting political here, but it's the type of thing that you wonder about. Okay, I've got a bunch of other questions here, but we're going to take a quick break first.
Okay.
And including South Park. When we come back, I want to talk about the future of South Park, because that is – whether people like it or not, you two are now
one
welded at the hip.
Yes,
there you
we
go.
Are.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. The time is 8:44 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, ciao, Paisan. This is Lou White, but you can call me Luigi. Don't miss the Festa Italiana this year, March 14th. Great food, pretty good comedian, and music and dancing with my band, the Lou White Band. Party like an Italian. That's Saturday, March 14th. Fusero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Call my wife, Kathleen, or call me, 359-2078.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is a little bit under the weather. She's finally got the thing that knocked me down for a week. I tried to share it with her. Living in a lonely
That was one of the more popular songs last year. We had the whole crowd was standing. Oh, yeah. All the ladies were standing singing that song last year during between
our
innings.
Our guest is Reading Colt 45 general manager Rick Bassetti. It's 8:48 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call, 365-3793. Okay, a couple of quick announcements. This Saturday, March 7th. Well, never mind. That was over. Forget that one. I talked about it last week. Anyway, Grapes of Wrath are starting down at Riverfront Playhouse weekend, March 14th to April 11th. And we're going to have some people on there from from Riverview, the Grapes of Wrath. Sovereign Mines and Jefferson State of Mind, their third annual banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, March 21st at the Wind River Casino, starting at 4:30 p.m. They are going to have dozens and dozens of firearms down there in raffles that you can do, in silent auctions, all types of stuff. A table sponsor for eight people is $400. Couples ticket is $500. They have raffle tickets, packs, everything. All this will be at the Wind River Casino, March the 21st. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30 p.m. You can get your tickets at North State Consultants. Give them a call at 221-0101 or down at Jones Fort on Cypress Avenue. Also, we've got the Gloriously Broadway Sister Act. And this is coming to the Civic Auditorium here on the 24th. And it's going to be a great night. We're talking about a VIP dinner, a three-course preset meal. Cast members from Sister Act join for a question and answer. And $40 starts at a 5:15 dinner served at 5:30. You can get your tickets at the Civic Auditorium. All right. Okay. Rick, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us today. This whole hour has been about baseball, and I don't care. Yeah. I like baseball. Again. But the thing is, it's the things that the Colt 45s have done for our community by people selling tickets and being able to take half of those proceeds and use it for really, really good causes.
Last year, close to $20,000 was raised for other nonprofit groups.
There you go.
By the Colt 45s.
And Colt 45s is a nonprofit group, too.
Yes,
so
we are.
When you buy things like these season tickets and stuff, that's a write-off.
Right.
That right there is a write-off for either a 501, you can use it for advertising or whatever.
Expense, yeah.
Now, here's the questions. It seems like there's less transients in South Park since the Colt 45s have moved in there.
Well, when there's more activity down there, then there are fewer. It's kind of like, if people just ignore the park and no one hangs around and goes down there and uses it, then the transients move in. And I'm not talking about the homeless. I don't have any of the issues.
No. It's the transients,
the AB-109 guys.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we've had issues with them as well.
Right.
And
break-ins.
So, but even last year, during the big, heavy construction time, hammers would start going, equipment's running, things are happening, and it was like it was a disease. They didn't want to be around it. They all left. They didn't want to be around the noise and that sort of thing. So our whole goal with the 45s is to continue to fill that ballpark up, sponsor other activities in the park. I met 2 weeks ago with the Sons of Italy, and they're considering seriously about bringing their Paisano Days up to South City Park.
Wow.
We told them that we would help them. The 45s will help them with labor, with finances, with community support, to build new bocce courts down at South City Park, lit bocce courts with seating for people to come into. And we could have reciprocal agreements. So
sure.
If someone pays to come into them, they can come over. If there's a game going on that night, they can come over into the game, and it's one and the same. And I'd like to see teen center dances down on the tennis courts again, like we used to have when I was growing up.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
You just have to make sure you want your kids to feel safe.
Right.
The way your kids are going to feel safe is if that park's used a lot, you got a lot of lighting down there. Now you have good people down there taking it away and taking your shining light in the darkness.
Right.
And that will move people out that into another place.
We're in the early stages, but we're the Colt 45s, my board of directors, is offering to the city of Reading for us to take on a maintenance and security agreement, a contract. We don't want to lease anything. We're not taking over control. We're offering to come in and say, listen, we'll take care of the maintenance of the park. The Parks Department is well underfunded. That's no secret. Everybody understands it's stretched to the very thin
because the money's being – you want to use the money for things in that top one or two things.
There. Right, exactly.
Right.
So we're willing to come in and we'll take care of the lawns. We'll mow everything. We'll take care. We'll fertilize. We'll take care of that. I also threw in there, we'll take care of security. When you come into the park, there are signs that stand out there and list the ordinances that you cannot break there. No loitering, no dogs, no tobacco, no drugs.
No sleeping.
No sleeping in the park. None of it is enforced. And so what we're offering is we will pay a private security organization to come in, and we will enforce it. And, it'll be very uncomfortable probably for the first couple months, but that is the reality of it. And if we want it back, if we want to have the value of that park for all the citizens of the people of Redding and Shasta County, then that's the steps that we need to take.
Let me read you this comment here. Red, you're just so eloquent. You know, all the things set aside, the 45s are exactly the kind of thing Redding needs. Something that can bring us together in South Park could be the anchor to bring downtown back.
We really believe in that. This is like I said earlier in the interview about baseball transcending political beliefs. It transcends economic beliefs. It transcends races. It transcends all the stuff that kind of normally pulls people apart, and it brings us back together. And we want to use that force to bring South City Park back to the people.
Well, let me tell you what. If South City Park became a user family friendly type place, just in my opinion, here's the impact it would have immediately. Library.
Yes.
Big impact on the library and the types of things that are going on in the library.
Right.
You know what? Safeway ought to come over and pay for pay you to do this. Well, whatever the contract is, we'll take care of that as you clean up South City Park. You've got the police station there. I would think that Rob Pelletti, but part of his thing is do is this guy's go out on patrol. They cycle through the park. They just kind of walk through there, and back up.
Well, one of our ideas is that we'll put up the big pole gates at every entrance into the library and into the park.
A big what?
The pole gates, pole gates,
right.
So cars can't come in at night.
There you go.
Cut out the drug trafficking. Cut out the sleeping in the parking lots. Yeah. Hanging out around the library.
Security
will open it in the morning and they'll lock it up at night.
Privately leased.
It's just a contract to provide the security.
Okay.
There's no reason
they can move them out because they're just obeying the law. Okay.
Right.
And this isn't against homeless. Please, let's not get into this. No. I don't. Ask One Safe Place and ask the Good News Rescue Mission how much we support them. We do in a lot of ways that people will never know. But the thing is, there's people out there.
It's the predators.
The predators that take advantage of people. Let's move them into another area.
Yeah, and I hate to say they're going to go someplace else, but they're going to go someplace
else.
They
will, and they may be.
And if we make it more uncomfortable citywide, they might just leave our city.
They might. And again, these are the predators we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about,
AB 109.
The transients and this that come through here.
Choose the lifestyle of drugs and nonconformance.
Right. Okay. There's a lot of things that you want to do down there.
Come on down. The only thing that stops us from doing it is attendance. Come on out. Support the Colt
45s. Well, we want to have, KCNR and a lot of other really good organizations. We want to have 500 plus every night. I'm planning on the 4th of July. I'm picking out the groups already that I'm going to provide tickets to that they can sell. And we want to put 1,000 people down there on the 4th of July. We can handle 1,000.
We can do it. And the biggest advantage that you're going to have is after the fireworks, you get to just go out and get in your car and leave.
You're not tied
up over in some other part of the city where it's all jammed up. You can just get in your car and you can leave. So if you want to watch a firework, watch a game, we've got 12 different kinds of beer down at the ballpark.
We can have beer and a wine tasting
beer,
going that
Beer, wine
night.
Tasting. You got the whole thing going on.
Tri-tip. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
4th of July, we might make it prime rib sandwich tonight.
Wow. We're going to have a color guard. We'll have somebody, whoever throws the ball out, that's going to be a special thing, too, for whoever we decide and how that works.
Yep.
That's going to be special, too. The game's going to be special. And frankly, you know what? You're there to enjoy the game, but, you know, that almost becomes secondary at that point.
It does.
The 4th of July, a day of independence. Our Independence Day, our day of where we said we will be free. And I can see this from the 4th of July. We are in the Colt 45s. We will be free of fear
In
the park.
Yep, exactly. Because I guarantee you, we put 1,000 people in there, Carl. Those lights on, the music coming out of the ballpark, the sounds of the people there. Those transients, there's no one for them to predate on. Yeah. They know that there's security because we have security there.
Right.
They're cruising the perimeter the whole time the games are going on. They're watching your cars. They're watching our park. And so they don't. There's nothing for them to gain down there.
Don't need the beer and the food. Lots of laughs. 3 hours to put everything away, kick back, and remember why we fight so hard.
Exactly.
For what we have.
Exactly.
And it's true. You know, it's one of our chat room guys.
You know, and how many guys during the World War II and even in Vietnam War, how many of the baseball players gave up careers and went and played? And left their playing careers and went. I mean, what would have Ted Williams done if he had given 4 years to the Army?
Imagine that. Ted Williams, and he came back and just... What would he have done? As it is, he is the one that – DiMaggio – I don't know if DiMaggio was too old to be in the war or what, but, you know, it's true. But baseball season, when's the first game?
May 28th. May 28th before
May
we close
28th.
Up. And you were pitching a dinner. We have our first dinner this year, May 26th at Wind River. Tables are $175 for a table or $20 a person.
Okay.
And we're initiating our Scholar Athlete Award. In the North section, it's the Reading Colt 45 Scholar Athlete Award for the top baseball and top softball player in the North section.
Right. Well, we're going to be talking more about this before that happens. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank
Colt 45s. Remember, everybody, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kedyon in Washington. A woman who lost her legs in the Boston Marathon bombing has taken the witness stand on the third day of testimony in the Johar Tsarnaev federal death penalty trial. Jessica Kansky entered the courtroom in a wheelchair. In the first 2 days of testimony, prosecutors called more than a dozen witnesses, including several marathon spectators who lost limbs in that blast. Also at SRNNews.com, the president of the University of Oklahoma says fraternity members who participated in a racist chant caught on video are disgraceful. African-American student Annika Abbey tells KOCO she doubts this was an isolated incident.
Just the way they were just like shouting and just so prideful. I'm like, it has to be more than just a local thing.
The National Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity says it's embarrassed by the unacceptable and racist behavior and it is closing the local chapter. Senate Republicans are warning that any deal with the White House that is